sports freaks. It's time to get your game on with the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union. Serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air. Unmatched quality, service, and price. And Eggs Up Grill. Serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week. Now, here's your Sports Freak Hour host, Mike Morgan.
And happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Kind of dodged some rain showers out there and had a chance to enjoy some of the sunshine that was shining about. So, yeah, we need the rain, so I'm okay with that. And and it's actually a very cool night out there. 72 degrees here at the radio station. So, hey, we have got a action-packed, great show. Super excited. Coming up at 6:30, Ben Johnson, the head football coach of the Chicago Bears, is going to join me. Of course, Ben, when I think of him, I think of this skinny little kid who played quarterback at A.C. Reynolds that led them to the 2002 state championship. But Ben's done a tremendous job in the NFL, offensive coordinator for the Lions for a few years, and then got his shot last year, and all he did was go out and win the NFC North. So I've been trying to get him on. He was on with us a good bit back in our days of the Asheville Sports Freak Show. So he's able to join me tonight, so I'm going to call him around 6:30. So we're going to get things started a little bit earlier here tonight than we normally do. And Pete McDaniel's going to join me here in a few minutes because it is British Open week. Yes, sir, they're paying across the pond over at Royal Birkdale. So we got that coming up this weekend. It'll start on Thursday. And Pete's been on the other three majors. So, hey, we got to go 4 for 4 with Mr. Pete. So he'll be on here in just a few minutes with us. And really, don't forget, folks, that means that our fourth leg of our majors-only golf league is here too. So if you haven't registered or played yet, you still can jump in there. Everyone's playing for a $25 gift card during the British Open. So all you got to do is go to WTZQ.com, click on programs, click on the Sports Freak Hour, and then right there on that page, you'll find the link for the Broadmoor Links Golf League. So check it out. And basically, hey, pick your team, and who knows, you can win a $25 gift card. And don't forget, next week we will be announcing the grand prize, grand slam, grand prize winner of our Majors Only Golf League. We've had probably about a dozen or so folks that have participated in all four of the majors. Matter of fact, only 2 points separating first and second place. But there's a couple of other guys kind of floating right behind them as well. And, of course, that Grand Slam grand prize is a round of golf for four and four free lunches from Broadmoor. So we cannot thank the fine folks of Broadmoor again for helping us out this year. I've not played out there yet. Scheduled to play golf tomorrow over at Walnut Cove in the Eblen Charities Golf Tournament. So I'll be there, but I've yet to play Broadmoor, but I've heard from a lot of folks that it's in great shape, so can't wait to get a chance to go out there, and I'll probably try and get either Zach or Byron on with me next week once we announce the grand prize winner. But once again, go to our website, sign up, and you can at least win a $25 gift card if you're good enough to win the British Open. So Pete will be on here in just a few minutes to talk about that. And just so you know, too, in 2 weeks from tonight, it's hard to believe, man, football season is almost here. And over the next couple of weeks, we'll see training camps ramping up for the NFL. High school teams, I think, can start practicing around July 31st. So in 2 weeks, on July 27th, we'll have our preseason prep pigskin preview show. And throw in pizza party there for the guys, too. You got a bunch of peas. That would be the preseason prep pigskin preview pizza party. So we're going to have that. We'll have all four coaches from all four high schools will be in here with us in the studio. Athletic directors will be here, too. I've invited Ron Wagner, who's going to do a lot of games with me, to be here as well. We may have a few other guests and maybe possibly another announcement about some folks maybe helping out this year, calling some games on Friday nights. And our first game will be here before you know it, August 21st. We'll be at Hendersonville High School as the East Henderson Eagles take a trip to the Bearcats. And you can go to WTZQ.com, click under features, and right there you'll see the high school sports schedule. Click on that. We've got the entire schedule out there for the entire year. That's always subject to change, but check it out. And like I said, we get things started August 21st. And hey, later on the show, I'll lay out kind of the World Cup schedule for you. The Final Four is here, so we'll talk a little bit about that. And we're at the All-Star break, Major League Baseball. So we got the Home Run Derby tonight, the All-Star game tomorrow, and then Thursday and Friday we start back in the second half. So I'll go over who's doing what, who's leading where. My beloved Dodgers got swept for the first time this year. First time they've been swept in the series. They lost all three games at home to the Diamondbacks. First time Arizona has done that since 2018. So L.A., you can't really say they're limping into the first half because they have an 11.5 game lead. But you take care of business, it could have been about a 17 or 18 game lead. So they definitely could have closed the door on everybody. But just it's cracked open a little bit, but the Dodgers are still playing pretty good. So we'll break down a little bit of everything in baseball coming up here in a little bit. So once again, Pete McDaniel is going to join me here in just a couple minutes at 6:30. Super excited to have Ben Johnson on the show with me here for the first time, the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Let's take a break. When we come back, Mr. Pete McDaniel will join me, talk a little British Open. You're listening to the Sports Week Hour here on the Q.
Eggs Up Grill. Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
At Mountain Credit Union, you're more than a number, you're a neighbor. We bring you the personal service of a small-town credit union, plus offer the latest technology. Tap-to-pay debit cards, remote deposit, and loans to fit your needs from local people you know and trust. Mountain Credit Union, where community meets convenience. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by a local branch to learn more.
And welcome back to Sports Week, everybody. Mike Morgan here on this Monday night. As I mentioned earlier, 72 degrees here at the studio. Very, very, very nice night. All right, so we're getting ready for, I always call it the British Open, but I think they really want us to say over there the Open Championship. So we've got to make sure we say it just like that. Open Championship is coming up. And, of course, they had the Scottish Open was played over the weekend, and this happened to our man Roy McIlroy.
This is not good.
Oh, my God.
I'm so bad at golf.
I'll swap you anytime.
A highly relatable sport that changes every day.
I tell you, as Pete McDaniel joins me here on the Mountain Credit Union Hotline, you ever rope hook the second shot into a par four? Have you ever done that before, Pete?
I've done it several times. What do you mean? As a matter of fact, I did it today. God, I'm so bad at golf. I just suck at it.
How many people are going to say that on the golf course from here until the end of time?
He just started something. It's a movement, I guarantee you.
It is,
it's like these old guys that I play with. Like, I've come up with a name for us, you know.
Okay.
We're the used to be golf club.
That's a great. You need to get T-shirts and hats and everything, and some monogram shirts for you guys to wear out there.
Because that's all we say the whole 2 or 3 hours we're on the golf course. We used to be able to do that. I used to be.
Trust me. I think I've said that. I used to hit it 260. Now I'm lucky if I hit it 220. So
there
trust me, and I hit it 320 one time and hit a car path 10 times too. So you never know how that happened. All right, man. So as I said earlier, the Open Championship is upon us. And my first question, Scottie Scheffler did not make the cut at the Scottish Open. Do we need to worry about him at all as we head into the Open Championship?
No, I don't think we have to worry about him. He'll show and show well. Now, whether he'll win or not, you know, he's been a little scratchy the past couple months. You
That's
know,
good like way to put it.
He'll start out slow, and you know, then he'll make a rally, and he'll fall short. And I don't know. It's totally unlike him. This recent, I wouldn't call it a slump, but it's just a little scratchiness. But yeah, I think he'll be all right.
Scratchy is a good way to describe it. That I've been trying to figure out a good word to describe how he's played because, again, hey, I'd take top five all day long. He just hadn't been able to win one. He is a defending champ. And tell me about Birkdale. What do you know about that course? And I swear, every single time I see any kind of British Open course, I'm like, I don't even know where the green is or where the fairway is. It just looks like this barren landscape. But what's this course? What's going to be the challenges there for the guys this week?
Well, you know, it's a typical links course, not quite like Carnoustie and some of the other ones that are very, very challenging. Jordan Spieth won there in 2017, I think.
Right.
And he hit it all over the world. So
he's bad at golf.
So some of them, he was bad at golf, but he was just good enough that day to win the doggone thing. But he hit it, if you remember, he was having trouble with the driver. He hit it right, left, he had the old two-way miss going.
Yeah.
And, but he got up and down from every place, and that's how he won.
Right.
Just miraculously.
Yeah.
But obviously you've, on those links courses, you can hit it just about everywhere except in that gorse.
Right.
If you can keep it on the planet and out of the doggone gorse, you can play those golf courses and adjust for those slow greens because they're running probably at about a 10
yeah.
or a 9 or an 8 and maybe even a 4. I don't know. So it's like they grow hair. Sometimes. It's the most unbelievable. If you've never played them, I would encourage all of your listeners to, you know, make a trip.
Yeah.
You know, and just, you have to do it at least once, and you won't believe how slow those greens are. You know?
Yeah.
So.
That's always been a bucket list for me. My problem is getting on an airplane for that long. I'm not big into the flying, only done it a handful of times, and about 2 hours is my max. And I don't think I can get over there in 2 hours, and I don't think the Concorde flies there anymore. So, but maybe one day. But I've talked to a lot of folks that have played over there. And really, any time we get into the British Open, the Open Championship, whatever we should call it, you know, not that the other three are cookie cutter, but I feel like, you know, you can kind of, you know, the little fantasy league we have, you can kind of pick the same five or six golfers and be pretty good. But to me, you get the British Open, you're going to get some of these European guys we've never heard of. And so that sometimes is sort of that one championship that there could be two or three wild cards that pop up that no one saw coming.
That is exactly what I was thinking. I was trying to prepare for this, and I was going over the field, and I came up with, like, the most unlikely unlikely contenders.
That worked for me. Hey, I'm bad at golf, so it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Guys like Thomas Dietrich.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Henny Duplessis.
Oh.
You know Henny, right?
I do not. I'm not a, I do not know of his work.
Neither do I. Stuart Graham.
Okay.
Lev Grinberg. Max Grierson.
Wow.
Grierson. Yeah. Let me see. I got a couple more here. Let me see here. There's Kazuki Higa.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm pronouncing these. There's Rio. Now, this guy, he plays on the tour, so
okay.
he might be a name player. Let's see here. There's a couple more that I have marked here.
And all these guys are European golfers, I guess. They all play over
there.
Most of them.
I've never heard of them before. I've never seen them on the PGA Tour, so they must be European.
They got to be somewhere,
players. Okay, let's see. There's Frederic Lacroix.
Ah.
I speak French, so you know I know how to pronounce it.
You got that one. And you know,
there's also Francesco Laporta.
There we go.
So one of those guys is going to be on the leaderboard come Sunday.
Right.
I don't know if they're going to win it, but one of them will definitely be there.
We shall see. Pete McDaniel on the Mountain Credit Union Hotline here tonight, my golf guru. And you know, it's funny because I was doing the same thing because we've got our final leg of the Majors Only Golf League we have. And if you look, every single list looks the same. It's Scotty. It's Rory. It's Matt Fitzpatrick. It's Wyndham Clark. It's Chris Goddard. It's Cameron Young. Tommy Fleetwood. Oyberg, Shoffley, Terrell Hatton, you know, Morikawa, John Rahm. That's kind of the top 12. And I looked at about four or five different ones just sitting here getting ready for the show. And you intermix those 12, that's where everybody's going to go, you know. So that's why I'm always like, you know. And then, but then they get down below there, Victor Hovland pops up as the number 13.
Right.
He's the one guy, man, because he's already gone toe-to-toe with Scotty. Now, he didn't make the cut at the PGA and the U.S. Open. So, but he played well at the Travelers.
Right.
You know, Scotty missed that short putt. He was able to win. What's your thoughts on Victor?
You know, he's hot and cold.
Yeah.
And he has been coming on lately, although, you know, like you said, he missed a cut recently. He has all the talent in the world. His short game is a little iffy sometimes.
Yeah.
And that, you know, although he worked really hard on his chipping to, you know, make some improvements, and he's a streaky putter. One day he's on, one day he's off, and those slow greens may be may suit his game. So yeah, he could contend, there's no doubt about it. But, you know, I guess Tommy Fleetwood is a story this week.
Oh, of course. That's his home course,
this,
right? Yeah.
This being his home course. Yeah. I love his game. I like the way he carries himself.
Yep.
Very humble individual and has plenty of game. He can work the ball both ways, and that's to his advantage because on those links style golf courses, mm-hmm, sometimes you have to fade it in there. Sometimes you have to rope hook it in there. You have to hit all kinds of shots.
Yep.
I remember when Tiger was first started playing in the Open, he used to work on that knockdown shot. I think I've told you this.
Yeah. That's all right. Tell me again. I love Tiger stories. You can tell me again.
He would have to bow his left wrist, yeah, turn it completely down, you know, bow it.
Yeah.
And he said he'd work on it for like 2 or 3 weeks before he'd go overseas. And he only used it for that week.
Wow.
You know, and when he got back home on the regular tour, it took him like 3 weeks before he could get the ball up in the air again.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my Lord. I will never.
No, go ahead. You know, the guys who can hit that shot, they have an advantage on those kind of golf courses.
Oh, yeah? No doubt. I'll never forget playing with Darren Holmes one time, the longtime pitcher for the Atlanta Braves and won a World Series with the Yankees. And he and John Smoltz got to play one time with Tiger down in Florida during spring training. And he said, Tiger showed me this flop shot, and he opened that blade of his sand wedge or gap wedge. I mean, it was like laying flat, almost sticking, the top part was almost sticking up a little bit. And he took a big old swing, and of course, only went about 10 yards straight up, straight down, landed, stopped. I was like, I tried to do it, and about killed everybody around me because I scalded a little bit. And, you know, and we see stuff like that. And, you know, even we joke about the Roy McIlroy thing. Heard somebody on Fox Sports last night talking about how Jack Nicklaus talked about how we miss shots all the time. You know, we get mad because we're used to these guys throwing, you know, darts at the flag, but every now and then, you know, they'll miss one and they'll hit it long or hit it short or hit left. Problem is, you and I miss one, we're in the junk and we're lost and we can't find it and we got to drop it.
That's true.
So, those guys, they are human, aren't they? They do miss shots from time to time.
They're almost human. They're not quite human. They're almost human because they miss a shot and their ability to recover is just unbelievable.
Right.
That's the difference between most amateurs and the professionals.
Right.
We hit a bad shot and we complicate it by hitting another bad shot.
While
they hit it from out of the junk to within 5 or 6 feet, make the doggone birdie or the par, and go on to the next hole.
I know.
That's why they're pros.
They recover a whole lot better than you and I do, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so my next question. Tom Kim won the Scottish Open. Typically in the past, whoever won that didn't do too good in the Open Championship. But how... I mean, you look at him, what he finished second back in 2023 at the British Open, you know, and we always forget he was third in the U.S. Open this year. So any chance he'll keep playing good over there?
Not a snowball's chance.
Because he won it, right?
That's right. Tradition will hold up. I guarantee what happens is you expend so much energy and so much emotion, you know, coming in. Guys who win, they barely back it up, especially playing in the Open. So I don't think he has a chance. It would surprise me if he was in contention.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, it's going to be one of these no-name, one-name guys that we've never heard of before. He's going to be on the leaderboard coming down the stretch on Sunday. He won't win, but he'll scare whoever does win to death.
Oh, yeah. So I agree.
It's going to be that kind of – it's ripe for that. And the PGA Championship, you have those club pros who show well on the last doggone – the whole week, and then on the weekend they fade.
Yep.
It's a similar kind of thing in the Open.
Yeah. And it's been a fun year on the PGA Tour, hasn't it? Have you enjoyed watching all the tournaments? There have been some great drama.
Have.
Yeah, been great drama. Yeah.
I didn't think I could enjoy golf without Tiger.
Yes,
but I have enjoyed watching some of these new guys, and you know, and there are a ton of them, and they all can play.
Oh, yeah.
I especially like the guys who fold on Sunday, though. Reminds me of my place. I hate to delight in another man's misery, but I can associate with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, oh, I can. Trust me.
You know, the guy, a couple weekends ago, I forget his name, but all he had to do was make a par on 18, and he wins the doggone thing. Yeah. What does he do? He hooks the thing in the doggone hazard, and not only does he not make par, he misses about a 2-foot putt for bogey. Made double bogey. I'm just saying, I feel you so bad, fella. I'm there with you. My heart is bleeding. My heart's beating fast. I'm racing for you because I knew good and well that he was going to miss that 2-foot for bogey and make double bogey. Oh, God. That's been so much fun, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Not so much the 20-unders and the 30-unders and the 61s and 62s and stuff. I don't delight in that at all, but it's those horror stories that just, it makes me feel like, you know, I can associate with that.
Yes.
You know, I can identify with that. I'm a kindred soul with this guy. And if you happen to overcome it, if you do it on 17, and you battle back and you overcome it and you still win on 18, it's even better.
Yes.
So
that's right.
That's what's so good about the game of golf, as far as I'm concerned. Especially this year. There's been a whole lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. So this is the last of the majors, and we got a few more tournaments still to come, and we're super excited here in the area because coming up on September 17th to the 20th, at the Cliffs of Walnut Cove, where I'll see Brian Hall tomorrow. I'll see my Monday night buddy for years. Got the Biltmore Championship of Asheville coming September 17th to the 20th at the Cliffs of Walnut Cove. And that's going to be pretty cool, man. I'm going to try and get out there for at least some of the practice round stuff leading up to that. Because anytime, man, you get the PGA in your backyard, it's a pretty cool thing.
I'm coming home for it.
Oh, cool.
I haven't talked to anyone. I haven't even tried to get any credentials or anything like that, but I think I might be able to get one.
I think there's probably a string or two you could probably pull. I think
I know a couple people. Yeah. Well, I knew a couple people. I've been out of it for a long time, but I think there's some old heads still around who might remember me and might take pity on me and say, okay, Pete.
We'll
let you come in for 24 hours, and then you got to go.
Just say, I'm bad at golf, and they'll let you in. That's the password now to get in. I'm bad at golf. That's the password to get in.
I'm bad at golf.
All right,
and I'm mad at golf most of the time.
Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, who do you really like? Give me one or two that you really, really like this weekend.
Rory and Scotty.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I think it's going to be a duel.
Yeah.
You know, for number one in the world. I will tell you that... you mentioned Hovland.
Yeah.
And he's such an enigma.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of him from week to week.
Right.
But I do know when he gets on a roll he's pretty doggone good.
Yeah.
And anybody, where is he from, Norway?
Yes, I think so.
He's got to be a legend in Norway. So.
Exactly. I think you're right. Well, I tell you.
I may pick the legend.
Yeah, okay. That'll work as well. So, and you know... Mm-hmm. I hope we don't have a Jean Vandeveld moment. You know, we talk about guys falling apart. We've had a conversation probably with 10 people over the last week or so just about, man, what if somebody falls apart again like Vandeveld does? That still is like, that'll be legendary. But then Roy gave us, I'm bad at golf, so there you go. So we'll see how it all plays out. All right, man. Well,
this might be that.
It could be. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll probably catch up with you on down the road when we get closer to the Tour Championship and a few other things. I may get you back home. But it's always great talking to you, Pete, and enjoy the golf over across the pond in the Open Championship.
And you too, Mike. Thank you, brother.
All right, thank you, man. All right, Pete McDaniel, longtime golf writer and just longtime friend of the Sports Freaks here with me and also over the years with Brian Hall. Let's take a break. When we come back, hopefully he answers his phone. I'm reaching out to Ben Johnson, head coach of the Chicago Bears. You're listening to the Sports Freak Hour here on the Q.
At Mountain Credit Union, you're more than a number, you're a neighbor. We bring you the personal service of a small-town credit union, plus offer the latest technology. Tap to pay debit cards, remote deposit, and loans to fit your needs from local people you know and trust. Mountain Credit Union, where community meets convenience. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by a local branch to learn more.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Experience music that inspires at Brevard Music Center Summer Festival. Embark on a musical journey Friday, July 17th at 7:30 p.m. with Strauss's and Alpine Symphony and Sir Stephen Huff performing Brahms's first piano concerto. July 18th at 7:30 p.m., Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony and rising violinist Amran Olmeda performs Prokofiev. Tickets start at $25. Call 828-862-2105 or visit brevardmusic.org.
Eggs Up Grill.
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
This summer, there's only one thing to say. No day but today. Celebrate the 30th anniversary of Rent at Flat Rock Playhouse July 24th through August 15th. Experience the unforgettable music, powerful friendships, and heartfelt story that made this groundbreaking musical a worldwide phenomenon. Join us for an original production unlike anything you've ever seen before. Tickets are going fast, so don't wait. Secure your seats today at flatrockplayhouse.org. Rent at Flat Rock Playhouse July 24th through August 15th. We can't wait to share this unforgettable experience with you.
From the WTZQ Weather Department, this is Paul Speranza with your Monday evening forecast. We'll see these showers regenerate themselves tonight, and it's going to be muggy out there. Temperatures by the morning down into the middle 60s. During the day on Tuesday, we'll have showers breaking up too. And as the day progresses, they will be tapering off. And temperatures will be warmer, getting up into the upper 70s.
Ah, the joys of live radio. And hang on one second. He's calling me back. So here we are, live on the air. Hello, Mr. Johnson. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can. You got me?
I do. Sorry about that. And you're actually live on the radio, too. This was like one of those moments where you call me back, and I just slap right on the air. How about that?
Perfect.
We're on the Mountain Credit Union Hotline. He is the head coach of the Chicago Bears, my old buddy Ben Johnson. First of all, man, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, our family's got acclimated here to Chicago.
Yeah.
We've been able to enjoy some downtime here over the last few weeks, but,
yeah.
You know, when July hits, you just start getting that itch and
get
ready for football season again.
I know. And, man, just take me back this last year. What has it been like? Did you sometimes just wake up and think, wow, I'm the head coach of one of the most storied franchises in the NFL. I'm the head coach of the Bears. What does that feel like, and what has this last year been like for you?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a whirlwind. You know, just certainly the hiring practices, the season ends in Detroit, you know, a year ago, year and a half ago now, and you get thrown right into the fire. So you really don't have a chance to catch your breath or really reflect at all. I think the first moment I came and realized what I got myself into was riding the bus. And it was only to a scrimmage down to Soldier Field during training camp, but riding at the front of the bus for the first time.
Yeah.
And that was kind of, oh, holy cow, this is different. So, you know, the guys are great. They're true professionals here. Ryan Poles has done a phenomenal job, our GM, just getting the right type of guys in the locker room. And so they just, you know, more than anything, they just wanted a little bit of hope. And yeah, I think the coaching staff provided that for them. And they took it and they ran with it. And ended up having one of the more miraculous seasons I've been a part of, just in terms of some of the nail-biting games that came down to the wire like they did.
I know, started the year 9-3, finished 11-6, won the North, beat the Packers in the playoffs, which I know that felt pretty good for you. Matter of fact, we won't repeat on the radio what we said after that game. But then, of course, unfortunately lost to the Rams in the second round. But, man, I mean, for first year, I mean, you know, other than winning it all, it was a successful season. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's that's subjective how you grade that. You know, I think this time of year, especially going into training camp, all 32 teams, they have their sights set on the Lombardi. And, you know, when you make it into the tournament, I'm talking about the playoffs,
right,
and you win a game and you feel some momentum going, and then it comes abruptly to a halt like it did a year ago, you know, it does, it leaves a sour taste in your mouth. And, you know, it's just hopefully our players, they all recognize, yeah, it was great to win the division. And I don't think a lot of people had predicted us to do that. And yet we've just gotten started. We've just gotten a plane off the ground as far as I'm concerned. Right. So, you know, we got to take this thing to new heights.
Oh, amen. Ben Johnson, head coach Chicago Bears on the Sports Week Hour here tonight. And I tell you what, man, when you think about that division, too, Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, and, of course, you coming from Detroit to Chicago, I mean, going from within the division, and, man, that's tough top to bottom. But kind of talk about training camp and, I mean, the mini camp you've already had, and just how's it going? How's it looking for this upcoming season?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of excitement, no question about it. I think what was different this go around, this spring, as opposed to a year ago, is everyone really knows what to expect in the building, and that's right. Support staff, coaching staff, the players certainly. It's not walking on eggshells. It's just we know what the standard is, what it looks like, what the expectations are, and so because of that, it just felt a lot smoother out on the field in the springtime. And I think the guys just, you know, they know what to expect. And so I'm looking forward to camp. It's when the identity of your team comes out, as far as I'm concerned. Everything we did in the spring wasn't in pads, but, you know, we'll get padded up here. And the physicality that you talk about, the toughness of your team that you talk about, that's when it really starts to get formed and it comes to light. And so I'm excited about it. You know, I think some people, you know, coaches and players that have been around, they kind of just want to survive training camp and get to the games.
But,
you know, to me, this is the fun part, man.
Oh, yeah.
This is the cream rises to the top. And we got a ton of competition going on, guys that want to make the team. They want to not just make the 53-man roster, but they also want to carve a niche out and carve their role out for how they can help us this fall. So it's exciting. It really is. And it's, you know, like I said, when we started the call and July hits, and your brain just starts going 100 miles an hour. Hey, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. And yet we're just kind of treading water here. It's the calm before the storm.
That's right. Enjoying the time. I know you got to go to dinner here in a little while, so I just want to, first of all, take you back because, you know, I said in the open, I said he's a coach of the Bears and known him for a long time, but I remember him leading the Reynolds Rockets in 2002 to a state championship where you went 2 for 3 for 16 yards and a touchdown. have you ever thrown that out at Caleb Williams? Say, hey, listen, it's great you want to throw it 40 times, but I went 2 for 3 for 16 and a score, and we won a title. Have you ever used that story throughout your coaching career?
I don't know if I've used that one, but, you know, I make it well known that I was the king of the handoff.
Yes.
So if the ball handling with our run plays isn't quite adequate, then yeah, I do have a right to call him out with that.
He's a good T-shirt, king of the handoff. That'd be great. But, hey, listen,
right.
And one of your best friends is one of my best friends. I know you love him to death, Bobby Poss. Bobby, I was blessed to know him over the years. And I think probably your highlight tape is probably my voice on your highlight tape, if you still have that VHS. From
That's
when
right,
the
100%.
I did that back in the day. But Bobby, of course, brought in the good, better, best, and you started using that. And, folks, if you have not Googled it or looked it up, just search Ben Johnson Bears, good, better, best. You'll see all kind of stories up there with Bobby Poss and everything. But just talk about him and Shane Laws, and even your dad, Don. I mean, just the folks from the mountains who have played a big part in where you are today.
Yeah. I mean, I think it probably starts with my dad because living in the house with him. He was a ball coach. He coached in college. He started having kids and decided the college lifestyle wasn't quite the best thing to raise us. And I appreciate that and got into high school ball. And so I was around football growing up and fortunate to be in and out of the locker room. Coach Poss was the head coach at Reynolds at the time and allowed me to come in and be a ball boy along with Billy Britt and some of the familiar names that are still in town, I think.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that it's in your blood.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that I wanted to be a coach myself, but yet when I look back at it, those were such influential years of my life. Being with my dad, I remember one time being in the locker room with him, and we were losing. Reynolds was losing. And I was in, sixth grade maybe, and we ended up getting beat that game. But I told my mom after the game, I was like, Mom, Dad talked to the team at halftime like he talked to the kid, like to me and my sister and my brother, you know, like, and that always resonated with me. And I mean, Bobby Toth was just as influential as like, let's just scale of 1 to 10, being 11. And that's indoctrinated in my brain right now.
Yeah.
Talked to Chase Rice about it, you know, and he was on that 2002 state championship team as well. There's just so many memories about, you know, what Coach Toth had built. I think it was in 94 was his first year there. And then to see it, you know, 10 years later when we're coming through, and it's just, it's amazing because it started in youth league.
Yeah.
You know, I call out, Billy Britt, his dad was one of the youth league coaches. I still remember that to this day.
Yeah.
And it wasn't easy. And yet we were some of the more dominant teams that I'd ever been a part of. Even to this day, those middle school, the JVs team, those were some of the best squads I'd ever been a part of. And so, you know, you bring up the good, better, best. It certainly was impactful on me as well. And I didn't know how it would get taken at this level, but there's something to be said when a group of men start out a week and they put the time and the effort in together. And then on game day, they come away with the victory.
Yeah.
You know, it's a special thing.
Yeah.
And that's where I think all come together, one voice, a great message, of course, with that saying. But, you know, it is pretty powerful to be in that locker room. But Coach Paul certainly was the spearhead behind that. You know, Steve McCurry was a big part of those teams as well, who's still at AC Reynolds, I believe. And, and certainly Coach Laws has carried the banner and the torch for many years after. You know, so I say it with a lot of pride to be an AC Reynolds Rocket.
Yeah, well, Shane Laws just retired, so he hung him up. We called him Grandpa the Mac because he was older. He was there for the longest time. But Ben Johnson, he is the coach of the Bears, but he's a former AC Reynolds Rocket quarterback. And you mentioned Billy Britt. He's the guy that caught that touchdown pass in the state championship from you.
So that's
there
right.
You go. Yeah, I was looking at it. I did my research on this. I want to make sure I didn't sound stupid here on the radio with the head coach from the NFL. No, and really, you brought up Chase Rice, and there's just something about Reynolds. I've had this conversation before between you and Rico and, of course, this guy named Luke Combs, who wasn't a decent football player, but a really good singer. And Chase Rice, you know, has had a great career singing, too. Of course, Caleb Presley, what he's doing with the Sunday Conversation and Barstool over the years. Man, there's just something about Reynolds. And then just throw in Brad Johnson into there. Just the Swannanoa Valley is close enough. I've always said the people around here who went on to have success in now both entertainment and sports, we're lucky here in the mountains, man, because we got some good people, and especially those former Rockets. It's amazing to think what Reynolds has cranked out over there.
Yeah. I mean, it's great people, and it's a special place, and it's something, you know, I think I probably took for granted growing up, and I'll say to anybody I meet to this day that it's really a special place. And it took me leaving, my wife included. She grew up in Asheville as well. She's a Rocket also. Mm-hmm. And we'll say, you know, we've lived in Boston. We lived in Miami. We lived in Detroit, now Chicago. And yet the mountains of North Carolina, it'll always be home for us.
Yeah, no doubt. And I tell you what, you've done us proud up here. I'll tell you that much right now. All right, man. So y'all open down in Charlotte, don't you? You open with the Carolina Panthers. That's coming up here September 13th. How cool is that? You get to come home basically to play your first game.
Hey, it'll be fun. I think we'll have a couple people
just a few.
Come out to that one. So, and it's been fun to watch the Panthers too.
Yeah.
You know, they've kind of rebuilt it back up, and for them to make the playoffs last year, you know, Coach Canales is doing a phenomenal job, and they're a talented bunch. You know, they really are. So it'll be a true test.
I was having a conversation with somebody earlier today. Mentioned I was going to be on with you, and he said, "I tell you what, every time I see Ben on the sideline, he's like a younger version of Bobby Paz." I said, "You know what? That's a pretty good. If you're going to be compared to a coach, I would take that 24/7 because Bobby just he cared about his players. He wanted to take care of stuff, but he was no nonsense, you know. And if I tell you you need to block that guy, you block that guy. If you need to pull, you pull. If you need to hand off, you hand off." And I think that's kind of a little bit of what you're building up there in Chicago. It's no nonsense, and As long as I keep buying into it, man, you're going to be another Johnson from the mountains win the Super Bowl. You hopefully you'll join Brad Johnson. That'd be cool.
Well, if we can get half the victories that Coach Paul had down there in North Carolina, I think we'll have done a pretty good job.
I think so, too. Well, listen, man, I know you got some plans tonight, and your last little bit. So glad we caught up. I'm a Bears fan, man. I was a longtime Cowboy fan. I gave up when they lost to the Packers a few years ago in the playoffs. So I've been pulling for Rico. I've been pulling for you. And go Bears. That's all I got to say. And Ben, good luck. I won't bother you throughout the season. I may text you from time to time. Congrats. But I think the world of you, man. I'm proud of you. And keep up the good work.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, buddy. All right. Thanks again. Ben Johnson, head coach of the Chicago Bears. Like I said, if he's going out with his family, I do not want to take away from date night or family time because, again, he's getting ready to – it's going to be a little busy in his world here before too long. And, again, what a cool way. They open with the Carolina Panthers coming up on the 13th of November. So, and I think I already saw where a couple of buddies of mine are planning on going down there and going to be there for that game. I may have to see what I'm doing that weekend. I may have to take a trip down as well. That'd be kind of fun. But appreciate Ben being on the show with me. Let's take another break. When we come back, we'll talk a little World Cup. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball All-Star break. And we'll also remind everybody about the last major of the year coming up as well in the Majors Only Golf League. You got the Sports Freak Hour here on the Q.
Eggs Up Grill. Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Here are some Henderson County Parks and Rec happenings.
Come out and join our one-day, two-hour pickleball clinic for ages 10 to 15 at Emmyville Community Center on Saturday, July 25th at 11 a.m. Register today.
For more information, go to hendersoncountync.gov/recreation. Once again, that's hendersoncountync.gov/recreation or call 697-4884.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local Trane comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
At Mountain Credit Union, you're more than a number, you're a neighbor. We bring you the personal service of a small-town credit union, plus offer the latest technology. Tap-to-pay debit cards, remote deposit, and loans to fit your needs from local people you know and trust. Mountain Credit Union, where community meets convenience. Visit MountainCU.org or stop by a local branch to learn more.
This hour's Q-tip is brought to you by Tar Heel Lanes, the ultimate spot for family fun. Under new ownership, Tar Heel Lanes is Hendersonville's spot for family fun. Enjoy modern bowling, classic arcade games, a tasty snack bar, party packages, and a pro shop. Tar Heel Lanes, locally owned, family loved, and always fun. 3275 Asheville Highway.
Four Seasons, the Care You Trust, has volunteer opportunities through their organization for all ages and sexes for transportation, maintenance, and home stores or patient involvement at the Elizabeth House or in-home. There are so many ways to make a difference and meet wonderful people in our community.
For a complete list of Q-tips, or if you have a community or nonprofit event you would like to submit for our Q-tip calendar, go to WTCQ.com and click on Q-tips on the right.
Welcome back to Sports Week Hour, everybody. I hope you heard the last segment we just had. I do apologize for a little bit of when you're the one-man band here in the studio, and you call a guest, and they don't answer the first time, and then the music starts playing, you know, and I'm like, okay. But Ben apologized, just texted me, apologized for being a little late, and but that's okay. He called me back, so it didn't get off to the best start, but I tell you what a great interview, and man, I wish him nothing but the best of luck. Great kid, great family, Don and Bob Washell. Played in the Eblen tournament with them many a time. We're not on the same team tomorrow, but I will see those guys tomorrow, and I appreciate Ben. Take some time being on with us. All right, so the FIFA World Cup Final Four is set. So first game will be tomorrow night, or excuse me, tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, when France will take on Spain. And somebody said, why are they playing it at 3 o'clock? I said, well, in France at 3 o'clock, it'll be 9 o'clock at night. So, see, they're trying to make sure that these countries can still, you know, be able to watch their teams play. I think Spain's probably 7, maybe 8 o'clock at night. So, anyway, so, yeah, so that makes sense. And so at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, they'll be playing in Texas at the AT&T Stadium. So it'll be a France and Spain. And then, to me, the big showdown is Wednesday, also at 3 o'clock, when England will be taking on Argentina. I think right now England is the team I'm rooting for. They've never won a World Cup, so get a chance for them to get. Or it's been a while, maybe. Actually, have they won a World Cup? I probably ought to look that up before I say that. But anyway, that's what I'm rooting for, man. I really am. I hope that they get it done. Argentina's been unbelievable this year. Messi has been unbelievable. They did a good job of shutting Messi down in the semifinals, but in the quarterfinals. But Argentina advanced. So once again, Tuesday, July 14th, 3 o'clock, we'll have France against Spain. And then Wednesday, July 15th, coming up this Wednesday, England taking on Argentina. That will be in Atlanta, Georgia. So just right down the road. I bet you my friend Robert Green, who was on with me last week talking soccer, I will just about guarantee you he's probably going to be down there. So I'd be shocked if he's not. But I'm pulling for England, man. I really am. I really want to see them get it done. And so, and win themselves a World Cup. So we'll see if it happens or not. And, of course, Major League Baseball, we're at the All-Star break. So we got the Home Run Derby tonight up in Philadelphia. So I tell you what, I love the Home Run Derby. I always have. It's a lot of fun. It's changed a little bit over the years, but still I think it'll be kind of cool. Kyle Schwarber is in it. You also have got his teammate Bryce Harper is competing as well. So we'll have to see if anybody besides those two can get it done. So you also have got Ben Rice from the Yankees, Junior Camarino from the Rays, Jordan Walker from the Cardinals, Wilson Contreras from the Red Sox. You got Murakami from the White Sox, and then Caligno from the Royals. So that's the guys competing in that. I'm just going to say, man, Schwarber or Harper, one of those two, I think, will get it done on their home field, because sometimes that is a little bit of an advantage. If both of them are competing, it'd be kind of cool if don't know how they got the bracket set up. It'd be cool if those two guys played in the championship. So we'll have to see how that plays out. We are at the All-Star break, so that means it's always a time to kind of stop and see who's doing what and who is where. And as you look in the National League, the Braves, their lead over the Phillies is down to 2 games, as Atlanta was red hot early in the year, got off to the best start in all of baseball, but they've slowed down, they've cooled down just a little bit, but I will say that they have a 2-game lead over the Phillies, a 4-game lead over the Marlins, and an 8-game lead over the Nationals. The Mets continue to struggle; they're back there 16 games out. Now, the big thing I want to find out, and want to be curious to see, who in the National League East will be a buyer as we head into the trade deadline, which will be coming up at the end of the month. So you got to feel in the Braves will make some moves. You got to feel in the Phillies will do some stuff. The Marlins, I keep saying, they may be in buying mode. That's something we haven't seen too much. So we'll have to see if that works out. But we'll see. And then the Nationals, they're a game under 500. I'm not sure if they'll have a chance to do anything or not. All right, so in the Central, the Brewers have a 5-game lead over the Cubs, 8.5-game lead over the Cardinals. The Pirates are 9.5 back. The Reds are 15.5 back. So Milwaukee's been pretty good. They got second best record in the National League. So again, I think we'll see some teams be a few buyers. Now, the interesting thing is in the West. Dodgers went into the weekend with a 14.5-game lead over the Diamondbacks. They were swept by the D-backs. They've lost 3 in a row. They're 5-5 in their last 10. So they're struggling just a little bit. Arizona, only 2 games above 500. But again, the Dodgers have an 11.5-game lead. Now, the biggest thing is coming out of the All-Star break, L.A. goes on the road. They're at the Yankees, at the Phillies, at the Mets. Don't know why they couldn't just play Yankees and Mets in the same back-to-back. But anyway, they'll go to Philly and they'll come back to New York. So a pretty tough start, because, again, the Yankees have been playing. They were struggling a little bit, but they're starting to play a little bit better. And then, of course, the Phillies have been really, really good. They've won the last 2 here. So it's a tough way for the Dodgers to get started, to start the second half. So we'll see how that all plays out for them. And in the American League, Tampa Bay owns a 3-game lead over the Yankees, 10 over the Red Sox. Red Sox are red hot. They've won 9 in a row, and they've won 9 in the last 10. So they're playing some good baseball right now. Tampa has been the best team in that division. So, again, the Dodgers go into the Yankees. They haven't been there since, they haven't played in New York since the World Series back in 24. So we'll see what the Dodgers can do up there. Orioles 11.5 back, and the Blue Jays, who, of course, won the American League pennant last year. They're 12 games back, so be curious to see what they do at the trade deadline as well. All right, and the Central, you got the White Sox only 5 games over .500, and they're tied basically with the Guardians. Guardians one up in the win column, one more in the loss column, too. So they basically percentage points are exactly the same. But the White Sox and Guardians tied. The Twins are 3 back. The Tigers are 6.5 back. Royals are 13 back. And in Scooble, you got to wonder what's going to happen with him. A lot of people think he's going to get moved by the Tigers. But if you listen to him, he doesn't want to go anywhere. He's hoping Detroit keeps him around. They're only 6.5 back. They are 8 games below .500. But in that Central, anything can happen. And they've had a ton of injuries just all across the board. The White Sox have been a pretty good story because, you know, they were very active in free agency, and I think they'll be very active at the trade deadline as well. And then we move to the NFC South. I mean, the American League West, where everybody's pretty much at or below .500. The Rangers, 2 games over .500 at 49-47. They have a game and a half lead on the Seattle Mariners, who are a game below .500. The Astros have made a little bit of a run. They're only 3 back now, but they're 4 below. The A's are 8 back, and the Angels are 11.5 back. But I'll tell you what, right now the West is kind of just a coin toss. I mean, you just don't know what's going to happen. Seattle, of course, was a big story last year. But and really, we talked a little bit about this in the last couple of weeks with the Brett Friedlander and also with David Glenn. I think we look this year, pretty much, it's almost like the SEC, the ACC. It's almost kind of like, you know, you got these dominant things. You got the West and the NBA is better than the East. There is no doubt that the best teams in all of baseball, I would say put Tampa in there. Tampa could make a run. But the best teams right now in baseball are the Dodgers, the Brewers, the Braves, the Phillies, the Cubs. And then I think you throw in Tampa and maybe Chicago and the Yankees. And here lately, maybe the Red Sox. Red Sox are 3 below, but they've made a nice little run here in the last little bit. So when you look at the wild card, that's really where you got to go because, you know, if you don't win the division, you still got a chance to win the wild card. And right now, the Red Sox actually lead the wild card standings by 0.5 game over, because right now you got the Yankees. I take it back. I'm very sorry. Yankees lead. The Guardians are second. Then you got Seattle and Minnesota tied. The Red Sox are 0.5 game back. I was reading that. I was looking wrong at the thing there. So Yankees right now are the best wild card team, followed by the Guardians. Then the Mariners and Twins are tied. The Red Sox are 0.5 game back. Astros are 1.5 games out, so anything can happen. Then in the National League, the Cubs lead the wild card. Phillies right there are just behind them by a couple of games. Then you got the Marlins right now in third. Isn't that crazy? Miami Marlins were to be a playoff team. That's not, those words don't typically come out of our mouth here lately because they've been such a down thing. And nobody goes to the games. Nobody ever goes to the Miami games. Hardly anybody ever goes to Tampa. We've talked about here. Move one of those teams to Raleigh if you want to. I guarantee you people will show up in droves. And then you got the Cardinals are 1 game out of the last wild card spot. The Pirates are 2 out. Arizona, with that little run, they've now climbed within 2.5 out. So they're about 4 out before the weekend started. And the Padres are still alive, too. They're at 3.5 out. San Diego has just had all kinds of injuries. So as we get to the All-Star game, which will be tomorrow, we'll start back to play Thursday and Friday. So we'll see how the second half plays out. And actually, we're already beyond the second half. They've already kind of hit the more than 81 games. I guess everybody's played about 95 games. So the second half's a little bit shorter than the first half. So we'll see how all of that plays out. Also in the NBA, you know, we talked last week about LeBron James will not be back. Still no word where he's going. He has not landed anywhere yet. But we also have had, of course, in the NBA, we've had some summer league games going on. Pretty cool to see Cordier Copeland, the kid that played at NC State last year. He signed a two-way contract with the Rockets. He's been in double digits, a couple of games already for them in the summer league. And summer league's kind of fun. You know, these first couple of games, all the big guys will play. So A.J. from BYU has been out there. Boozer's been out there. We've had Peterson. All the guys have been playing. And, you know, they'll usually play a couple of games, then they'll shut them down. And then it becomes like, you know, rec ball there for a little while with some of the guys. You're not quite sure who's out there playing. But we will see where LeBron goes. And there were all kind of rumors out there. He was going to head to the Cavaliers. That still has not happened yet. We'll just have to wait and see where he ends up going because he hasn't signed anywhere yet. So we'll see where the King ends up settling down. for the last run, really, in his career. All right, want to remind you, the Open Championship is coming up. Starts on Thursday. So head over to our website, WTZQ.com. Click on Programs. Click on the Sports Freak Hour. Right there on that page, you will see the link to sign up for the Majors Only Golf League. So, man, jump on in there. $25 gift card is on the line for at Broadmoor Links. And then, like I said, we've got about a dozen guys and gals who have been in this since the very beginning. And so they're in the running now for the Grand Slam Grand Prize, which is going to be a round of golf for four and four free lunches at Broadmoor. So we will announce that winner next week. But, hey, sign up. Play. What the heck, man? You got a chance to win a $25 gift card. I mean, that goes a long way to helping you play over at Broadmoor. So check that out and join in. Play the fun. We plan on bringing that back next year as well. So it's been a lot of fun this year. I want to thank everybody that has participated. And, of course, the British Open starts on Thursday. So we'll see who will be able to win across the pond. And I tell you right now, I like Scotty. Scotty's a defending champ. You know, it's hard to pull against Scottie Scheffler anytime he plays. And I'm not so worried that he missed the cut at the Scottish Open because, once again, it's Pete McDaniel, my first guest. He doesn't think Tom Kim has a chance because he just won the Scottish Open. So typically, if you win that one, you are not going to win the British Open. So we'll see how that plays out. So next week, we'll announce the winner of our Grand Slam Grand Prize. The following week, so 2 weeks from tonight, we'll have our preseason pigskin prep preview show. All four high school coaches will be here with me. We're also going to have a pizza party that day, too, so I'm trying to throw in as many peas in there as I can. So we're going to have a lot of fun here in 2 weeks. So, but folks, a lot going on in the sports world. Enjoy the Home Run Derby tonight, the All-Star Game tomorrow. Hopefully you will be back with me next Monday night as we talk sports here on the Sports Freak.
Sports Freak.
And I hit the wrong button.
It's time to get your game on.
Hang on a second. There we go. Boy, I've had a bad night. I'm going to go home and go to bed. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful evening.
You've been listening to the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. To listen to the podcast of tonight's show, go to WTZQ.com. Click on Programs and scroll down to the Sports Freak Hour. The Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan, Monday nights at 6 p.m. right here on WTZQ. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air, unmatched quality, service, and price. And Eggs Up Grill, serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week.
This is Q95.3 FM.